This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Have on the phone our next guests with us. We've got Ed Bejavaise, who is here, who's an artist, here to talk about
an exhibition
that he's having. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Thank you, Neil. Cheers.
Now, Ed, before we talk about the actual exhibition that you have, can we maybe start off a little bit about you and get a bit of background on yourself? Now, how did you get started in the arts, and where did your love for the arts come about from?
I'm originally from Adelaide, and I studied studio arts in Adelaide and then came over to RMIT in Melbourne and did essentially like communication design and then like conceptual honours year. And while I was in Adelaide, I sort of got interested in graffiti at the time. And then when I came to Melbourne, I got quite fascinated with the Melbourne street art scene that was sort of happening here. And since following that, and sort of practicing as an artist, I actually went overseas a number of times and had an exhibition in Paris and sort of followed the street art boom that was sort of happening for a period of time. And I've continued my practice, but now it's sort of primarily in the studio, but previously it was kind of largely sort of murals and that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's sort of a bit of background, and the latest show that I've had is kind of the last year and a half to 2 years, essentially, of work that I've created.
And Ed, can I ask you about the street art sort of background that you're from? Is that something that, obviously you started quite a while ago in that area, is that something that's still sort of alive and kicking basically here in Melbourne? Or is that sort of waning a little bit now, or everybody else in the world catching up a little bit with Melbourne?
Yeah, I think during the early and mid-2000s, like, Melbourne had a real sort of explosion of, like, independent street art and lots of different mediums, and it was incredibly, prolific. And I think, after sort of 2010, it started to shift into a bit more of a kind of mural-style focus, and then in the last 4 years, I would say, it's been kind of very much sort of that sense of like muralism, and so it is shifting. It's becoming become more mainstream, and kind of it's slightly more decorative, perhaps, than it was sort of in its inception. But there's still kind of this spirit that kind of comes out of that space. And so there's still a community, and there's still a kind of thriving sense of what it's all about. But the actual kind of like idea of it, I think, has changed over a number of years, essentially.
Now you just don't concentrate on a painting anymore. You're actually doing a few other more three-dimensional pieces. What are you doing there?
Yeah, so that's pretty new for me. Essentially, like, my auntie is a sculptor, and I've always had a bit of an imagination for moving into kind of 3D or three-dimensional like forms of the stuff that I was thinking about and painting. But I really didn't delve into that because of the sort of that family lineage. But then, yeah, I didn't want to step into the space, I suppose. Like, I've always been
the rebel.
Yes, that's correct. That's right. And then just recently, I sort of hit this point where I realised that, life isn't sort of slowing down at all, and I may as well kind of do the things that I'm interested in while I've got the opportunity. So yeah, I dabbled in that and kind of delved into that space for this exhibition, and it's my first exploration into 3D sculpture ever, really.
Right, fan. And have you enjoyed it? Has it been, something that you thought, shit, I should have done it a few years back?
Yeah, I've loved it. It sort of felt like the third dimension to what I've done previously, and I think there's definitely more to come for me in that space. And you know, I'm just sort of scratching the surface, and they feel very like preliminary, I guess. You know, it's interesting, kind of like my drawings sort of have a real sort of sense of foundation to them now, and then the sculptures are, yeah, it's sort of like, you know, you're back to the beginning. So there's sort of a bit of joy in that, that idea that you're just starting something for the first time ever.
Yeah, and it's a very ancient thing as well, because you know, like you look at Michelangelo, yeah, he was a sculptor and a painter, and so yes. Through history there have been many people that have, you know, crossed over, hasn't there?
Oh, absolutely, and I think none of it's really exclusive. I suppose as an artist, you know, it's really about what you look to put your practice into, and you know, I think you get used to the idea of being something because you know you've done that previously, and there's a familiar familiar sense of your identity in that. And then you know, when you start to kind of like have these other ideas, you can sort of stop yourself because you go, oh no, that's not what I do. And you know, I think kind of pushing yourself creatively and testing yourself has to happen at some point to keep your interest and drive, you know, moving forward, essentially. Like, you can't get too good at one thing for too long, I don't think.
Yeah. And your paintings are very complex, aren't they? There's a lot going on in them.
Yeah, they're getting to the point where, they really have a sort of much deeper sense of life experience and things I've seen and what I'm kind of reinterpreting at this point in time. Yes, absolutely.
And what is it that pushes you to do it that way? Because is it very different from when you were doing street art? Because it feels to me that it would be.
Yeah, look, I think early on it was different. And then, you know, I think you hit a point where you become sort of fascinated in the things you're interested in. And after I had my show in Paris in 2015, I kind of like my stylistic practice took a bit of a shift. It sort of moved from a bit more fluid into slightly more geometric kind of forms. And then from there, I, you know, I sort of kept practicing that way of painting, essentially, and kind of used that sort of neo-cubist or geometric style to sort of interpret the things I was seeing and the places I was going, and, you know, and paint through that kind of vision. And then essentially what happened is it just started getting more and more complex to the point where, you know, recently it's sort of broken back open and become more fluid. And then, you know, bringing those sort of geometric shapes back in is creating another way for me to, yeah, experiment and play again, which I sort of needed because I felt like I'd gotten to the end of, you know, the kind of the geometric thinking and needed something new for myself, essentially.
And colour plays a very big part in your work.
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, I think the colour component of what I do is highly informed by the places that I visit and the memories, like the stimulus of the experiences sort of bring out this palette that's specific to that. But it is very vibrant. Like, you know, I guess the things I'm observing are, you know, all the colours and shades that happen, you know, in quite an impactful level. So, like, segmenting things into colour and shape and creating impact, essentially, through that use of colour. So, yeah, it's been something I've been, playing with that way for quite some time, essentially.
Fantastic. And your exhibition is at Blackwoods Gallery in Collingwood.
Backwoods Gallery.
Yeah.
In Easy Street in Collingwood. Yes,
right.
That's correct.
And it's the first time you've been there?
It's my second showing at Backwoods.
Right.
Backwoods essentially shows sort of national and international urban contemporary art, and has a bit of a stable in that sort of category. So I had a show with them originally in 2017, and so this is my second showing with them.
Brilliant. And gallery. And it's just opened, is that right?
Yeah, it opened on Friday. It runs for 3 weekends, and potentially I might have a bit of a closing gathering if restrictions lift. Two weeks and 3 weekends.
Okay, and how was the react? Were people allowed in? Oh, well, they were, because we can have people back in places. What was the reaction like to the exhibition?
Yeah, look, it was really good. I think like the scale of the work has sort of increased, and I think people quite taken by the more experimental component of what I've done. I think, you know, some of the work people have probably seen before, or at least they've seen the style. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the work that has sold is probably a bit more in the space people are used to. But there's this experimental component, got quite a sort of big reaction from different people, all saying like, this is really something, and you know, is that where you're going? Is that the new space? Because it felt really, really different for them. Something new and exciting, essentially.
Good. And what's the exhibition called?
It's called Explorer.
And what's this about? An unwell bunny.
Yeah, so Unwell Bunny is the, like, it's kind of an origin street art name for me. So I use both that name and my real name.
Okay.
Ed Bechervaise, and, you know, it's a bit of a, it's kind of paying homage to, like, that link that, you know.
Right, okay.
It has its origins in street art, but obviously now it exists primarily in a studio and gallery.
Right, okay. Space. So it's called Explorer. Forget about the unwell bunny. That's one of your names. And Backwood Gallery in Collingwood. Go and check it out, people.
Backwood Gallery.
Yeah, his work is absolutely brilliant. So Ed, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, David, and cheers, Neil. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Ed Bechervaise here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.